Listen, when you get a good night of sleep, you know you're going to have energy. When that happens, you feel good. You feel awesome. That's why you need to be sleeping on a Casper mattress. It helps you get a great night of rest. You see, the Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams to give you a great night of sleep. You spend one-third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. Its breathable design lets you sleep cool, and this is something I didn't know. It also regulates your body temperature throughout the night. And let me tell you, there are lots of people raving about the Casper mattress. More than 20,000 others love their Casper mattress, giving it an average rating of 4.8. You cannot argue with results like that. And here's yet another reason. The price will not keep you up at night. You can also order sheets, pillows, and that will give you the complete Casper experience. Why is it so affordable? Well, Casper cuts out the middleman and delivers it straight to you. You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial. 100 nights, the best trial period in sleep. Right now, for my listeners, you can get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/jungle. Once again, casper.com/jungle. Use the promo code jungle at checkout. Terms and conditions do apply. Once again, casper.com/jungle, promo code jungle.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show. Smack Off 24 on CBS Sports Radio.
Damn, I forgot how awesome Bob O'Reilly sounds on this day. Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rome. We are live in the Quicken Loans studios. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. What's going on? Welcome to the Smack Off. Alvin, I'll take that decky, yeah. Got to have it on this day. Got to have it on this day. Happy freaking Smack Off 24. Welcome to the program. The most important day of the year in the jungle. A day where the very best of the best, not just on this show, but frankly on any show, get after it. And they compete for $5,000 cash and the title of King of Smack. This is the 24th consecutive year that we have done this, but it is the first time ever on television. Of course, the Smack Off today is being simulcast on CBS Sports Network. I hope you got the day off. I hope you're ready to party. I hope you're ready to get after this thing. Let's do it. Not that I need to throw that cell phone number down, because those who know already know what it is, but here it is anyway. 1-800-636-8686. If you can't call today, you know I need you on Twitter. Hit it hard on Twitter. Hashtag everything smack off. Follow me at Jim Rome and hashtag it smack off. Everything that you thumb out, hashtag smack off. Also, if you want to shoot me an email, go ahead and do that. Email address is Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. I want to be so clear about this. Not only is this one of the best days ever, I want to be very clear about the competition. You want to call right now. Phone lines are jamming up quickly. I have never seen a day where it's going to be more difficult to get through than it is today. Now, quickly, if you're relatively new to the program, here is some background on the event before we start. The reason we're doing this, I figured out very early in my career that if I was going to rely exclusively on callers to drive this talk show, I would not have a career. So I used to think to myself, damn, if I could just pick the people that I wanted to call this show would be so much better. And while that was not feasible every single day, I knew I could do it once a year. I could pick the people that I wanted to call the program once a year. Hence, the Smack Off. I pick who calls. Invite only. Only the best of the best get to crack skulls. Very quickly, here are the rules. There are not very many. Number one, keep the hell out of my studio. There will be no studio storming. Enter the studio. You are DQ'd. And no, that was not created to keep left. The two-time defending champ out of the studio. I made that rule to keep all of you out of the studio. Rule number two, all decisions are final. Who wins and who does not will be decided by myself and the XR4TI. The decisions are final and binding. Next, this is really critical. Just because you're in does not mean you get on. Be tactical when you call. The earlier you call, the better chance you have of getting on. Additionally, those who assume the risk and call early on, it would stand to reason they're going to get more leeway in terms of how much time they get on the air. Finally, if you're listening or watching on CBS Sports Network, I need you responding on Twitter. Score every call on Twitter. React to everything you see and hear today on Twitter. Hammer the keyboard and your phone and hashtag every tweet smack off. Be sure to send us your picks about where you're listening or where you're watching. We'll try and post as many as we can. That's it. Literally, that is it. I'm that hyped. I don't want to waste time. Let's get at this thing right now. $5,000 to the winner. We make the decision. Everything is final and binding. Let's go to the phones. Batting leadoff, looking to wire the field from Yahoo Sports. He has long been one of the headiest journos slash authors that I've ever brought onto the program. So you'd think that he would run circles around the clones who call the program. And he did last year in his first ever Smackoff appearance. Even agreeing to participate was huge. Then he rolls out and he crushes it. He finishes third. But do not mistake his IQ with an inability to get dirty. Because he will. Someone's going to get smoked. Someone's going to get cracked. Let's go to the phones. Batting leadoff. Smackoff 24. Jeff Passan. Jeff, good morning. What's going on, bro?
Romy, apologies for the lack of an RSVP. I was making the news that the Dodgers and the rest of the troglodytes who are going to be choking on my exhaust for the next 3 hours were polishing their scripts and their knobs. I did take time to hear you say, Jim, you can't wire the smack off. And I took that as something of a personal challenge because while everyone else lines up hoping to get a vine, I get a text message asking when I want to go. While the rest of the clones cosplay like 5 minutes worth of slop they've been slaving over, the last 6 months makes them worthy of your airtime, I guarantee that if I told you, Jim, that I'd like to fill in and take the jungle reins next time you go on vacation, you would say, hell yeah. So, of course, I said I wanted to go first because what's there to be scared of? Benny and Wisco's dairy knowledge? Jay Stu's IMDb page, Stevie Carbone's Bachelorette takes, Rick in Buffalo, whose cadence sounds so familiar, I'm pretty sure he lives in a van down by the river. Even Brad and Corona, who has wired this thing, who actually runs Quality Smack and doesn't need stupid Twitter feuds or gimmickry to win, offed himself last year. I won't do you like that, Roman. I don't commit seppuku. I am a killer. And I've got things to do today, so it's time to go Patrick Bateman on this field of has-beens, never-wases, and MAGA chuds like Vic in NoCal. Hey, soy boy, are you really the guy who complains about Costco not having Polish sausages and hand-dipped ice cream? Why don't you go back to your safe space, Snowflake, and give Les Grundle another tickle? And I swear to God, Jim, if you give Carrot Top and Laguna another smack-off title, I am done here. This is not a Mike and Indy done. I will take my dulcet tones and fire condiment takes to a place that doesn't reward someone for his ability to stalk an animal that you own. Two words, Vince Mack, restraining order. I need to see Left lose today and go all cartoon on straight fire. And speaking of losing their heads, Jim, let's have a hand for Methadone Mike in Indy, whose calls are like every stage of a heroin addiction. First, the smack puts you to sleep. Then you try to stop the smack. And eventually you wind up with this constant, unrelenting nausea that you think is never going to go away. I'm so desperate to win a smack off by himself and without Chael Sonnen and my dog's chew toy that he wears as an ear that he resorts to quitting to gin up interest. Hey, I guess if you can't beat the gimmicky little bitch, you join him, right? Not me, Jimmy. Though since Mike is on my mind, and it's making me think of second, if I may just take one of those to punch down as a warning to the keyboard warriors out there. Memo to Steve in Crowtown, you have got a face for radio, a voice for Twitter, and all the charisma, charm, and intellect of Cal and Vegas' desiccated corpse that I've been letting rot for a year now. I know Ruby said it was make-a-wish day for the mulleted, handed you a pity vine, and watched you swing smack into the reality that English is a very difficult language to master. Steve, you embarrassed Coshocton, Ohio, and that bar is so low, not even Mark in Hollywood could limbo under it. Hey-o! I limbo kids data, Jim, because I heard Caleb in Green Bay accuse me of being stuck in 1993, which is awfully hypocritical, seeing as it's 2018 and he still thinks gay marriage is easy. I was just curious, Caleb. Just a little curious. If your second chin got married to your first to form a holy union of fatrimony, would you object? I guess now it makes sense why you love Josh Hader so much, you creepy incel. Once you move out of mom's place, pack it up, go to Charlottesville where you can meet with Willie and Casey and Jeff in Richmond, light your tiki torches, and march for your culture. I gotta say, Jim, when Jeff in Richmond, Jim, started his triumphant return, Jim, with 2 minutes of recycling catchphrases, Jim, it inspired me, Jim, to closely clot my lettuce, Jim, and to say a prayer for Rogan Lone, Jim, and to tell you, ooh, yeah. No, that's not it. Everybody's got a price. No, let's try it again. To be the man, you've got to beat the man. Woo! And let me tell you something, Romy. I'm beating that cheap hack left in his writer's room that smells like Doritos, Loco Tacos, and Astroglide. I'm going to make Mike and Indy wish he actually had retired. And I feel like I'm in heaven right now, Caleb, and I'm a Jew. So passing 316 says you can kiss my ass. I don't need gimmicks, Jim. I don't need videos. I don't need RSVPs. I don't need anything but you and the XR4TI to cut the crap and take the smackdown back from these double-talking jive turkeys who keep defiling it. I already told you, Jimmy, I'm a killer. War justified at the Belmont. I'm out.
Jeff Passan starting us off. All right, then. Bidding to go wire-to-wire saying he does not need gimmicks. A better connection would help. Get this in mind, clones. If you're going to make that phone call, and Jeff Passan's a guy who's got a lot to get done. He's got a lot of places he's got to be. I know he worked that in. Man, make sure you have a good, clean phone line. Good, clean connection. 1-800-636-8686. That is call number one. Will he wire the field with that? Can he do better than he did last year when he came in third? I want to keep moving. Listen, I've got a real sense of urgency. Not everybody's getting through today. The Canadians know this. They're in early. Let's go to this guy, one of the co-pilots of Team Canada, one of the most hated men in the American jungle, therefore. He and his dude Tyler in Edmonton represent all of Canada, and they are here to, among other things, call all of America fat. The only question is which Canadian to go to first. Let's go to Vancouver. Matt in Vancouver in segment number one and following up the guy who came in third last year. Matt, well played. What's up? How are you?
All the non-believers, Rome. Having the strength of a nation behind me, the outpouring of support has been truly humbling, Rome. I even have a date with a Houston Texans cheerleader this weekend. And you know, Rome, a lot of men have a problem with being called beautiful. I don't. American clones have been calling me pretty boy because I go to the dentist twice a year, and I pay more than $9 for my haircut. While these same American clones walk around with porches dangling out of their bottom of their too-small-for-you beer T-shirts, or they look like Ty Lue, who since retirement looks like he's constantly in a state of anaphylactic shock. And speaking of people who look like they're constantly in a state of anaphylactic shock, Rome, you definitely made the right call not letting the Laguna Beach belly turn this week into the fat, gimmicky loser off by hijacking the jungle with those embarrassing videos. Jesus Christ, Left, did you catch the irony in the fact that you, Left, completely jumped the shark using a video featuring the guy who originally jumped the shark? I wasn't sure there could be a worse look than last year's Gramps Parade. You rolled in with that? Hell, out of those grimy, broke old-timers last year, the only one who looked like he slept indoors the night before was Kerwin. No wonder Rome's okay with a couple good-looking 2.0 callers from Canada taking the torch from that soup kitchen of a group. You embarrassed yourself, champ. And those throne picks and that $5 t-shirt didn't do nothing but make you look 3 months pregnant. And holy crap, Mike and Indy's retirement bit, while slightly less corny, was equally embarrassing. Everyone saw it coming. No one was impressed. But at least neither of them have adopted Brad's strategy of just being a pitchy bitch with D-minus smack. This cool just talks like a game show host on bath salts, and it still doesn't hide the fact that he has worse smack than everyone in the smack-off field not named Chad in L.A. And speaking of that ho-ass non-factor, Chad's parents are actually holding a reveal party this weekend. Even though Chad is 32 years old, it'll finally be this weekend when his parents hit exploding golf balls with blue or pink powder inside to find out a 32-year mystery. And Romy, I put together a quick top 10 list in honor of David Letterman, the ways you know you are an American. Number 10, you don't realize there are 86 other free countries on planet Earth. Number 9, You like Trump's idea to send the military into space. Number 8, you think once in space, the United States military should liberate aliens and teach them democracy. Number 7, you're an alcoholic and you're on Zoloft. Number 6, you squeeze into Under Armour gear to go on a 5-minute walk on your treadmill. Number 5, you treat your political party like a damn sports team. Number 4, you think Phil Mickelson is in great shape. Number 3, you use credit to buy a gun, smokes, and lotto tickets. Number 2, you consider having 75% of your dentistry intact, a good start. Number 1, reason you know you're American, you're wondering when the hell this nightmare episode of The Apprentice is over. And Romy, wore this sexy Canadian plant and the maple leaf flag right in the middle of this damn great American smack-off, unwore Jeff Pass and not even having the respect for this event to use a damn hard line. Trump that, bitches.
Matt in Vancouver. Man, I know you hate that guy. I know you hate that call. Can you imagine how pissed you'd all be if either he or his boy Tyler were to win this thing? Matt in Vancouver. That's smart. Get in early. If you're a guy like that, there's no guarantee you're going to get through. So everybody else, understand you've got made guys. You've got guys who've won this event before. Understand who you are, where you fit in, and when you want to make that call. It used to be that people would lay out and try to get in the middle of the second hour, top of the third hour, later on. You're already running out of time. Let me be very clear about that. You're already running out of time. Get in if you're in the field. It is Smack Off 24. Off to a great start. Jeff Passan's in. Also, Matt in Vancouver's in. We will come right back. Stay on it. Hit me up on Twitter. Hashtag it, Smack Off. Zyppa is spelled Z-Y-P-P-A-H. It's Happy Z spelled backwards. If you go to bed with Zyppa, you wake up with Happy Z's. Did you know that one night of bad sleep can ruin your entire day? Are you planning a summer vacation? You do not want to ruin the entire vacation with snoring all night long. Vacations are supposed to be a time for rest and relaxation. How do you expect to get any rest, though, if somebody is snoring all night long? You need to get a Zyppa before you take that vacation, because snoring is not sleeping. If you or somebody you know snores, simply go to Zyppa.com. Zyppa is guaranteed to stop snoring. You've got nothing to lose. If you're not happy for any reason, return it for a full refund. You need another reason to buy that Zyppa? Then go to Zyppa.com. Use the promo code ROME. You'll get free shipping for that Zyppa. Snoring is rude. It's disrespectful. It's offensive, because there is a solution. Get your Zyppa today by going to Zyppa.com. And remember, use the promo code ROME. You'll get free shipping. Zyppa. Ensure you have a great summer with Zyppa.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Works every single time, Alvy. Every time you bust that out on that rare Friday, it sounds amazing. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. The Smack Off brought to you by the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators. Not only have they been an epic sponsor of this program, I know they're saving you clones a ton of money on the best selection of hardwood floors anywhere. It is time to upgrade your floors. Step it up. Stop into your neighbor, Lumber Liquidators. Do it today. Once again, a reminder, the official hashtag, Smack Off. Hashtag Smack Off. That's it. Hashtag Smack Off. Hit social with that. Hit Twitter with that. Hashtag Smack Off. Jeff Passan bidding to go wire to wire. Not sure it's going to happen. Hey, listen, that's not an easy thing to do. Not easy to start things off, but he is taking some right now. Matt in Vancouver came in. Let's get back to it. Smack Off 24. Next contestant. He is in his second year as a Smack Off competitor. He is one of two players representing the great state of Wisconsin. Last year, he flexed some range with some non-rat-related smack. He finished 5th. Big swing. He was the highest-placing golden ticket winner from the class of 2017. This year, he is looking for all the cheddar. Let's go to Wisco. Benny in Wisco to start off our second segment for the Smack Off. Benny, good luck. What's up? How are you?
I'm well, Jim, and you?
Great. Awesome.
Excellent. Hey, Jeff Passan, thanks for participating today. Your call was the Brandy Chastain plaque of smack-off calls, all distorted, poorly crafted, and in dire need of being melted down and reconstructed. And I want to apologize in advance to you, to the clones, and to Leb especially for melting all the phone lines in Wisconsin after this call.
Please don't call me Leb.
Look, Caleb, I just already apologized, okay? Get the hell out of here. Now, Jim, I wasn't initially going to run any fat smack on my fellow competitors, but Matt forgot to mention a few, like Tyler and Edmonton's favorite musical instrument, being the lunch whistle, and Matt himself's idea of a fantasy draft is going to McDonald's and putting his face under the ketchup that they have on tap and having a pint. But I'll end it there. I don't want to take 4 minutes off of Tyler's Canadian car wreck that you'll hear later. Victor in NorCal, I think it's time to change your name, dude. You got a few-year grace period after winning the Smackoff in 86 or whenever the hell that was, where you could still be known as Victor. But with your lack of effort lately, it's time for some different gloss. Calling you a Victor in the Smackoff would be like someone named Silk entering a lumberjack competition. Up next, in the event where you use your muscles and a heavy axe to destroy a part of a tree. Silk? Does that say silk bra? Am I reading this right? Vic, you're the Ian Poulter of the Smackoff every year, buddy. You're always in the lead after Thursday, but once the weekend hits, your score takes a sailor dive into a pile of rocks. And what about the old piles of rocks invited to the event today? Jeff in Richmond, Rick in Buffalo, Chael Iafrady, the list goes on. Rome, when did you and the selection committee expand the Smackoff to a field of 68-year-olds? As Mike in Indy would probably say, it's still called the Smackoff, not the Gandalf. But yes, I'm very excited to hear the Geritol set run smack on last century's hard-hitting issues. Ben Hogan's driver was corked. Why stuff the ball through the goal when a layup is worth just as many basketball points? And why the hell can't I find a pack of Chesterfields anymore? Now that was a good full-bodied smoke. These guys are so incontinent that Siri on Jim Rome's phone thinks they accidentally go off too much. Hey, old Sox, let me put it in a language you understand. Know your role and die peacefully in your sleep, surrounded by loved ones and a therapy dog. Speaking of old dogs and old tricks, Brad and Corona, I have to give you props for having a great radio voice, dude. It's one thing to have a great delivery for radio, but the great equalizer is that your jokes are apparently written by the guy from the movie Radio. But life goes on, right? Hey, did everyone catch Leffen Laguna's RSVP videos? Man, oh man, there are plenty of cringeworthy items to take away from them, but none more prominent than that plastic scepter and plastic crown you were sporting. A helium balloon in studio a couple years ago, a plastic scepter and crown this year. What are you, the king of Party City? Is your crew going to serenade you with applause from those plastic Party City clapping hand toys later? And can you please do everyone a favor and make sure you're holding an open flame when everyone douses you with Party City silly string after your call today? And those board shorts, bro. Now, I met Leff last year. Dude walks around everywhere in board shorts, which is the super chill SoCal way to say swimming trunks. Leff, technically everyone listening to your calls are wearing board shorts, board shirts, board plastic crowns and scepters. And Leff, tied up in trunks isn't how you should dress yourself every day. Tied up in trunks is where everyone wishes they were when they heard your voice on the radio. And finishing up here, Rome, I got to take care of some brand management and sign off by quoting the final and inarguably the most iconic line of the timeless classic, The Farmer in the Dell. The cheese stands alone. The cheese stands alone. Hi-ho, the Dario, the cheese stands alone. Now I'm off to Party City to get fitted for that plastic crown and scepter, for I... clones and the cheese.
Benny in Wisco. Nice job, Benny. 1-800-636-8686 if you have an invite. Make sure you're scoring as we go. Make sure you slot all these guys as we go. Jeff Passan, let us off. Matt in Vancouver chased that. Benny in Wisco coming up with another big performance. Is it going to be good enough? Let's get another phone call in here before the end of this segment. To most of you listening, this man needs no introduction whatsoever. He was a listener, a clone, a former XR4TIer. He has been in three Smackoffs, including the very first one back in 1995. Depending on who you are, he is either Jason in Fullerton or Mr. Automatic. To me, he's just Jay Stu. Stu, welcome back to the Smackoff. What's going on, Stu?
Rome, it is an honor, and I will say that it's ironic that Jeff Passan made the reference to being stuck in 1993 when his cell phone and cell connection were stuck in 1993. And Matt in Vancouver, maybe trim that top 10 list down to top one. There just isn't enough time in this show for 10 reasons why anyone did anything. Now, Jim, as I look at the list of people that won the golden ticket. They're a bunch of desperate wannabes. None of them frighten me, but one interests me. Don't forget about Mona! Speaking of smack-off cars, Jim, look out your window right now, and I hate to preempt him, but I've been given some information that Leffen Laguna is outside your window right now, and he's on one of those hoverboards from Back to the Future 2, and he has JT the Brick on his shoulders. Now, left smack is going to be subpar, but no one has ever called your show from a hoverboard with a the first ever smack-off winner on his shoulders. I can't wait for this call. Which reminds me, you know, LeVar Ball saying that he could beat LeBron James one-on-one is kind of like Whitey's dad, as proud as he must be to be Whitey's dad, calling the show one day and saying that he could do the week that was better than Alvin does. Now, Jim, I hate to get to this part of my call, but it's really going to be funny here. You know what the smack-off does to me? It gets me real nostalgic about the show. 24 of these things, and I have been a part of almost all of them. And now, the more I watch the show on TV, the more I think, how great would it have been if some of the most seminal moments of the show were captured on TV? Like, how cool would it have been if Evel Knievel in studio that one day was on TV? Or maybe getting your organic reaction to Toby in Houston, or Matt in Cleveland having a stroke on the air. And imagine watching Mike and Indy not win the smack off by himself over and over again on TV. Now that would be fun. I also think of the things that could have been captured off the camera behind the glass there, like the time that Kyle Brandt wore a suit each day for the first 3 months that he worked there. Remember that one day when Jake was born, and it was like 11:30, and you're like, you know what? I have a national radio show, but I'm going to go watch my first child be born. And Alvin said to you, dude, go. I got this. And personally, Jim, I would have loved to see that creepy CentOS guy lurking around the corner on TV. And one last thing, Jim, speaking of being nostalgic, remember the time when you, Alvin, and me were at a Carl's in Rosemead, and we saw Najee Davenport rounding third and go into a laundromat with a boner in sweatpants?
That's not a good car. No.
You don't like that car.
I don't like that car. Not a very good car.
No, Stu, I don't remember that. I don't remember you and me and Alvin being in Rosemead for anything, much less at a Carl's Jr. to see that. No, Stu, I don't remember that. But thanks for playing along. Jason Stewart, and he called out, don't forget about Mona. Not Machmoda, Mona. All right, so this is where we're at. A half hour into Smack Off 24. Jeff Passan started us off. Did not have good cell quality. Matt in Vancouver came in. Good call. Benny and Wisco, strong call. Jay Stu, who used to be a caller, longtime employee, went out, came back, got run. You knew he would. Stu, as well as anybody, more than anybody, knows there are certain things you can and cannot do, and you can't do that. When we come back, Smack Off 24 continues. How do you have this thing scored? What do you think about what you've heard so far? Man, get at Twitter. Get at Twitter right now. Hashtag it, Smack Off. I need to hear a reaction to everything you hear. Get it, Twitter. Get it, us. Hashtag it, Smack Off. One word, Smack Off. Time now for a sports update. Here's the very latest. Brad.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show. Smack Off 24 on CBS Sports Radio.
Full house here. Check it out. CBS Sports Network, the XR4TI. We are loaded up on the other side of the glass. And if you're listening at home, great to have you. Friday is also an ATP Day. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit a question. Listen later on. I might answer one of yours. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all of your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. If it sounds like I'm hyped up, it's because I am. Smack Off 24. Quickly, some reaction. Shoot me the tweets. At Jim Rome, hashtag everything SmackOff24. Cruz Pedregon, quote, that's a top 10 call right there. Good shot at Benny Wisco. Hashtag SmackOff. Remember, If you win, Cruz is going to put your name on the side of his car for one race. Charger fan Dan tweets at Jim Rome, at Jason Stewart. Stu falling on his sword is still the best call thus far. Actually, Dan, it's not, and I'll tell you why. Maybe three of us listening understood that call. Me, Alvy, and Dave Whalen. Hey, Stu, could you be any more inside with your references? My favorite part was when Stu said, and now the funny part of the call. Yeah, Stu, it was great. For three of us, back at it. Continuing bottom hour of hour number one, Smack Off 24. One of the two representatives of our brothers to the north, we have already heard from one. These guys are smart. They came in early. This guy, a lean, mean Canadian, ready to hit the board and bring one home, not just for Edmonton, but for all of Canada, a volume shooter who always lands. We've heard from his brother. We now go to Edmonton. Tyler in Edmonton. Tyler, good luck. Good to have you. What's up?
I don't want anyone getting confused with what you just heard. That was the fit alarm. Don't believe me? Just take a look at my pictures, Romy. You know, I've been in America's head for the better part of 2018. Some might say I've created one of the biggest buildups in smack-off history. Everyone took the bait, Romy. Everyone. And when I say everyone, I mean guys like Mark in Boston sliding into my DMs looking for copies of my cheerleader picks. Really, Mark? Mike and Indy seen how quickly the jungle moved on without him. Carmelo Anthony thinks this drama queen needs to check himself. Mike brings everything to the jungle that Carmelo Anthony brings to the NBA. No desire, no defense, and no diamonds. To put it simply, he lacks in all things D. And how about them Vegas Golden Knights, Romy? Made it all the way to the finals, just a three-pump dump it away to the king, Alexander Ovechkin. Going to be just like the jungle's very own expansion franchise, Rick in Buffalo today. Rick is going to disappoint worse than pink balloons at a Hayward gender reveal party. And I don't want to hear about how Rick and Jeff are going to be duking it out for the title this year. The only thing those two guys are fighting over today is who gets to snug with Sister Jean first. Then we have the other Jeff, Jeff Passan, the coach's kid of the smack off field. It's funny, this guy had some amazing Caleb living in his mom's basement smack, but the guy basically is Caleb. Even has his dad, Rome, packing his lunch and constantly reminding him how smart he is just so he doesn't get intimidated by the big boys at school. And just like Caleb Passan, the majority of people hate you, and you'll never do better than your first crack at it when you finish third, you dweeb. All right, quick football take. Leave it to Mark in Hollywood to pose as the tough-as-hell Nick Foles catching a TD pass, when all he really ever does is stumble around and Tom Brady butterfingers ass to embarrassment like only Mark can. His team won the Super Bowl, and he admittedly couldn't even make it to the fireworks show with his lady at the end of the night. Wow, bro. Could picture this featherweight getting pulled over after one glass of cheap wine, Romy. Excuse me, sir. Where'd you say you're headed tonight? Back home to Philly. Sir, you're in California. I'm going to need you to spell your name so we can ID you in our system. B-I-T-C-H. Romy, this guy's a bigger mess than the clutch in that stoner-ass J.R. Swish. And speaking of stoners, you ever notice every good team has that one guy who's got a weird mix of talent and stupidity, you know? Bulls had Dennis Rodman back in the day. Browns have a guy like Josh Gordon. And you, Rome, you have Adam Hawk, the pigeon. And, you know, I'm curious how this works in the States. On one hand, you have Roseanne, a fat racist slob that tweets like Vic in NoCal, and she gets canned from her job. Then you have Trump, a fat racist slob that tweets like Vic in NoCal, and he's running your country. Now, you guys can say what you want about Justin Trudeau, but the last time I checked, Trudeau was getting blasted for being too accepting and not getting blasted for locking kids in cages. And don't even get me started on this space army thing, all right? Your guy Trump's theatrics are getting over on you guys worse than left in the last two smack-offs. Let's just hope the collective brain power of the United Wastes of America don't make the mistake of letting Trump repeat like left did. I mean, left basically is the Donald Trump era of the smack-off. What's even worse about left is that he had to cash in all his Harvey Weinstein award points for a 30-second role with Terrence. It's kind of ironic, Romy. Left is famous for virgin smack on Caleb, but I don't know, you tell me, would you rather be Caleb or lose all your dignity and self-respect to Terrence? There were more downward dogs in that agreement between left and Terrence than a hot yoga class. Leff knew the only way he was going to go back-to-back is if he let that old creep Terrence see his back. I got to give props to our guy Terrence, though. He probably didn't pass out like Mark in Hollywood. And there you have it, Rome. Straight, chiseled, smack. I'm out.
All right, both Canadians in. Tyler in Edmonton. How do you score that? Americans. America. Get on Twitter. Hashtag it. Smack off. A golden ticket recipient representing the Lady Clone Nation from the 904. She grabbed this golden ticket shortly after last year's smack off. She will ruin you like she ruins tenderonis. A golden ticket winner, class of 2018. She is Danica in Jacksonville. Danica, what's up?
Thanks for the vibe, Ron. I'm looking good for Sports Temple now. I have to say I am a lover and not a fighter. I'd rather spend my time getting lit and hunting for those young 21-year-olds and their birthday bar crawls. And I have to say, ever since dropping my tenderoni glass, that I've had a lot of the clones flying into those DMs. Now, I'm not going to name any names or put anybody out there, but I just have to say some of them, they're nasty. Straight nasty. But I have finally found my tenderoni, and he is none older than Robbie Blake Odom. Yes, I know I kind of treated him like trash, and, you know, I've kind of been in my feelings like Drake, like, Blakey, do you love me? Do you forgive me for running out on you in the middle of the night and just leaving a letter saying, don't call me, I'll call you? You know, you were at least worth a Waffle House breakfast, you know? And granted, your skill set isn't that great.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that. Danica, Lady Clone.
Not a very
terrible cell quality, bad connection. Quickly, let's go to Pearland. This man needs no introduction whatsoever. Bodie in Pearland. Bubba, you made it in. What's up, Bodie?
Up, let me get a damn good connection. You hear me? Everything clear?
Yeah, you sound great. Go ahead.
All right, Bubba. You know what? They say that pop culture is downstream from politics. So I'm guessing clone culture is downstream from Tijuana runoff. You know, Bubba, this is going to be a sports take because I consider all the sumbitches in this contest athlete, but yet they're at my feet. And you know what? All you sumbitches is itching to hear what the hell I'm about to spit out. Let me start off with this. Look, how the hell did Leff and Laguna Beach get turned into Rich Flores' boy toy? I mean, did you hear that music this week? It's obviously what Mr. Flores has. He's a damn porn producer. And I got it on good authority from the local porn aficionado, a.k.a. Pervert Broadless Vic, that he gave me the heads up on Leff's next movie. The title of that's going to be Leff Does Nothing, Not a Damn Thing. The same thing he's been doing the past 2 years, Bubba. Hell, Bubba, I'm flaming, but I'm out, man. I got to go. I love you.
Bodie, no. You do have to go.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
Hey, not Bubba, I love you. You know that. Bodie, I will always love you. But on the day of the smack-off, you got to do better than some bitch, Leff, porn, Leff's porn producer, some bitch, I'm flaming, I'm out. Well, back in that day, that won him a flat screen. Quickly, another lady clone. Let's go to Knoxville. What about Mona? Mona in Knoxville. Good morning, Mona. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm calling from my emergency room. And I'm just taking in all these patients like Brad and Corona. He thought his Viagra was a suppository. So instead of his thing getting larger, his nose got larger. But that's all. And he needs to put down his mom's copy of 50 Shades of Grey and pull his pants up and do something productive in the world, like chew a box of razor blades so he would swallow his own fluids for a change. And I'm just going to humor Ken.
Mona, you got to be kidding me, Mona.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
Mona, no, you didn't.
Not a very good call.
No, you did not, Mona. All right. Let's try and get this thing back on track, all right? This is what happens when you let certain people in. Now, I thought they justified their entry, but apparently not. Let's step off this for a minute. There is our number one. We got rid of a lot of the dead weight, didn't we? Got rid of a lot of the dead weight. Not everybody who got on the air deserved to be on the air, but I learned. Listen, and they proved it, and they proved it. This is what happens when somebody makes one good call and gets through, and I get caught up in that minute, like that moment, like, hey, golden ticket, that's awesome. Mona, are you kidding me with that? Listen, make sure your signal is strong. Do not come in here on a faulty phone line. When we come back, we're into hour number two. The monsters are lining up now, and this thing's going to be the way it should be. Of course, this thing, in part, is always about that, too. And some of these people cannot handle the big stage, clearly. Hour number two coming up. How do you score hour number one? Make sure you're keeping a running score as you go. Hit Twitter. Hashtag it, smack off. Hit Twitter. Hashtag it, smack off. 1-800-636-8686. If you want to be on, you better get through. You're already running out of time. Remember, the third hour is a recap hour on the back end. You do not have as much time as you think you do. Call us now. Hour number two of the Smack Off coming up next in Southern California. I am Jim Rome. Do not go anywhere.